And if a person had been well, and then you hear that he's got some disease, you'd say, well, when was it that he
got sick?
And if he starts to sneeze and cough, you'd say he's
catching something.
What is he catching?
Cold.
Okay. And if his voice got very husky and deep, you'd say he's getting
a sore throat.
Or
laryngitis.
How his voice sounds. He sounds
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And if he goes, he's got a
cough.
And if he feels as though he hasn't had enough rest, he might say, I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy.
Mm-hmm. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, he will open his eyes. He'll
wake up.
Okay, and so he's still sleeping. You'd better go
wake him up.
Mm-hmm. And if the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you might say to him, well, why haven't you blank your medicine? Why?
I'll take it.
Okay,
medicine.
So yesterday I
took.
And I will
take.
Mm-hmm. If somebody can't hear, he's stone
deaf.
And if somebody had been working hard out in the hot sun, he might take off his shirt, which was wringing wet, and say, look how much I
perspire.
Okay, any other word?
Sweat.
All right. Was that in the past? Look how much I
sweated.
Which do you say, sweat or sweated for the past?
Sweated, I guess.
People say, yeah, you know, both things, and I don't really know which is supposed to be right. A discharging sore that comes to a head, might be on your arm or neck. Begins with a B.
Bump.
Well, there's another word. I think
boil?
It's yeah, what was that again?
Boil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the stuff inside the boil is?
Pus.
Mm-hmm. And what's inside a blister?
What? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And if a bee stung you, your hand might
swell up.
And yesterday it
swelled.
And it has
swollen.
Mm-hmm. And if in a war, if somebody got shot, you'd say he had a bullet.
Wound.
Yep. And a kind of skinless growth around a wound if it doesn't heal right.
A scab.
It's a kind of flesh. Did you ever hear of proud flesh?
No.
I've heard of it, and I don't know where I've heard of it. I think I read it somewhere, actually.
That's the name of a book.
Oh, is it?
I think.
I don't think I've read the book. I think I read it somewhere else. Well, if you got a little cut on your finger, there's a kind of brown liquid that they used to put on it that stings. It starts with an I.
Iodine?
Mm-hmm. And then there's something they used to give as a tonic for malaria. Starts with a Q. And it's also the tonic in gin and tonic. Something water. Sometimes. Some people say quinine and some people say quinine.
I don't know.
You don't say either one. What about somebody who was shot and did not recover? He
died.
Is there another way of saying died?
More passed away.
Is there a joking way of saying it?
Kick the bucket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. And if he had been dead a week and you didn't know the cause of his death, you'd say, I don't know what he
died of.
Mm-hmm. And where are people buried?
In a cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
Graveyard.
All right. And what is the box that you put the body in?
A casket.
Mm-hmm. And the ceremony at the, in the church or at the?
Oh, a funeral.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And people who are wearing black, you'd say they are in?
Morning.
Okay, and what do you call the man at the funeral home that takes care of the body? Mortician?
Mortician.
Okay, and the vehicle that they put the body in is the?
Hearse.
And then the building above ground where they might put dead bodies?